a Jewish journal article. Beyond the Bolex, a must-see documentary for anyone researching their ancestors. There is an origin story for every filmmaker. And many of the directors that we laud the most today had their first taste of filmmaking with the Bolex camera in their hands. First built in the 1920s, it was a precursor to the smartphones that 4 out of 5 humans use every day, without the planned obsolescence. Compared to other film recording devices of its time, it was small, portable, but built like a tank. It was welded with the finest of metals and gears, Rolex-level quality. It was self-powered and so capable that the Bolex was the go-to entry-level film camera for icons Andy Warhol, Maya Deren, Steven Spielberg, Peter Jackson and Spike Lee. But that's only part of a fascinating story presented in a new documentary, Behind the Bolex, where director Alyssa Bolce documents the story of her long-lost family legacy with one of the most influential inventions of the 20th century, the first mass-produced motion picture camera. Director Alyssa Bolce. It all started while Alyssa was digging through the attic of her recently deceased grandfather Emil. As a film student at the time, Alyssa took a particular interest in the plethora of old cameras and films stored by her grandfather. But one camera in particular was, wrapped like a present, a Bolex camera. Upon further inspection and digging, Alyssa learned that her great-grandfather, Jacques Bolce, was the inventor. I actually wasn't setting out to make a documentary when I went to film school, I was going to do fiction films and this kind of fell into my lap, quite literally, in the forms of boxes of family reels, Alyssa told the journal. Her great-grandfather Jacques and his son Emil went into the Bolex business together, but also had a strained relationship. So their descendants were left in the dark about many details of their lives, let alone the device that still partially bears the family name. Jacques passed away in 1962. So as the only filmmaker in the family, Alyssa set out to interview early film experts, preservationists, and other descendants of her great-grandfather. Through making it, I started feeling like I had a relationship with my great-grandfather who I never met, Alyssa said. Born Yakov Bogopolsky in 1895 in Kyiv, as part of the Russian Empire, Jacques launched a photography business in his neighborhood around 1910. He had dreams of studying medicine, but there were quotas in Russia restricting the number of Jews pursuing that profession. So he left his family behind at age 17 to study medicine in Switzerland, where he would also support himself by drawing portraits of his professors. It was there that a professor lamented that he wished to have a camera to film the heartbeat of an open-heart surgery patient. Jacques volunteered to build that very device. From there, Behind the Bolex dives into an inspiring story of the hurdles and heroics of being a Jewish inventor in the first half of the 20th century. The early Bolex cameras were so well received that Jacques signed a manufacturing contract with the Payar Company in the mountains of St. Croix, Switzerland. The Payar Company would later void their contract with Jacques due to a pervasive anti-Semitic mistrust unjustly aimed at him. His residency was also denied by Swiss authorities. So in 1939, he uprooted his family and moved to the United States. Beyond the Bolex is a comforting display of how film can forge a bridge between generations of family who have never met. The film will have you reflecting on how much we take for granted the smartphone video technology in our hands. The Bolex wasn't a tool for people, it was more like a friend, Alyssa said. If you think about it, what have you had your entire life to capture your 5th birthday, but then also your 21st birthday? A lot of people have had a Bolex to capture 40 to 50 years of their lives. Maybe they pass it on, maybe they sell it at a garage sale? And so every camera has a story.
Alyssa's touch for stringing together her long-lost family history is a prime example for directors on how to make a deeply personal documentary without making it about yourself. The documentary is a must-see for young filmmakers looking for a passion project to emulate. And now even in film schools, a lot of them don't use 16mm or 8mm film anymore, but some do, Alyssa said. And I think a lot of the younger generation coming up right now, they've grown up in a completely digital world. They never touched VHSs or tapes or records. I think they're kind of getting really frustrated with not having anything tangible, so there's a moment happening right now where we'll see what happens. There's something about film where you have to have a whole new patience that we don't really use these days, but at the same time, there's a magic to it. That said, Alyssa discovered that even her great-grandpa Jacques had a collection of what we would refer to today as selfies, and Bolex filmed cat videos that would be ripe for TikTok. Without giving away too much about one of the most powerful scenes, young filmmakers watching Beyond the Bolex, Get some simple advice about filmmaking from great grandpa Jacques. It's not about place, it's about context. Fans of Steven Spielberg's new semi-autobiographical drama, The Fabelmans, will find that Beyond the Bolex is excellent complementary content. Corey Wallace's score cements the well-paved paths from the film's ragtime-era footage with the modern-day emotional scenes. Bruce Brown, director of The Endless Summer, likened the Bolex camera to heaven. Peter Jackson, director of The Lord of the Rings trilogy, called it a box of tricks. It can be argued that the Bolex is a great grandparent to the iPhone and Android. Beyond the Bolex will inspire some viewers to take a moment on their own Bolex cameras, masquerading as smartphones, to distill their thousands of videos into a family story that moves them. Or at the very least, the film will inspire all viewers to ask questions about the great-grandparents that they may have never met. A virtual screening of Beyond the Bolex takes place now through December 4, 2022, 11:59 Pacific Standard Time. Tickets are currently available at https://bit.ly/3usbdff. For more information on the documentary, visit www.beyondthebolex.com.